Are you setting goals but falling short? Does your business seem like it's not going anywhere? Don't give up. It's not your fault. Welcome to Divinely Driven Results with Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Divine business strategies for real results. Host and faith-based coach Elise Smith challenges business owners to partner with the divine in their lives and in their work. Elise helps entrepreneurs find those key missing pieces of God, mindset, and strategy, and how to put them together so you can succeed. Your next big win is closer than ever with Elise coaching you on how to get there, how to prepare yourself to reach your next goal, and how to aim higher than you've dared to dream. Ready to be inspired and take action? Grab your list of goals and let's get down to business. Divinely Driven Results with Elise Smith. Divine business strategies for real results starts now.
Hi, Ladypreneurs. I am Elise Smith, your faith-based business coach, and you're tuned in to Divinely Driven Results on Transformation Talk Radio, where you learn and implement divine strategies for real results in your business. Let's be honest, ladies, as entrepreneurs, we make a lot of big and small decisions every single minute of every single day, it seems like. Should I use this email provider or this one? Should I offer this package or program to my clients or customers? Or how about this one? Should I do marketing strategy A or B for my business? Should I employ this person right now or should I wait later on? Am I ready to leave my job and go full-time with my business? What is the right decision? Even should I have roast beef sandwich or turkey sandwich for lunch? It can get really overwhelming very quickly on all the decisions that we have to make every single day. And how do you know that you're really making the right decision? And is there even a right decision to be made? Well, on today's show, you will learn the truth about making decisions and biblical success principles that will help you to not only identify opportunities, but to really feel good about making the decisions that you have to make. So I want you to think about, what is a decision that you need to make in your business right now, but you've been holding off on doing so? Because by the end of this show, you are going to have guidance to be able to make that decision. All right, so our job as CEOs of our business is really to make decisions all the time, right? It was so funny. We were driving home the other day from something, and my husband, he asked me, he's like, what do you want for dinner? And I said, I have no idea. I have been making decisions all day long. I don't want to make any more decisions. And he turns to me and he's like, well, I think you might have chosen the wrong profession then. And I thought, yeah, you're right. I think sometimes we just have to suck it up and just make those decisions instead of playing the victim card and just say, this is what I chose to do. And that's what's so exciting about being a CEO of our own business is that we get to make the decisions. So right or wrong, let's just make a decision. I think there's a meme out there that says something like, right or wrong, make a decision. There are no the roads are filled with flat squirrels who didn't make a decision. And we don't want to be flat squirrels. So the thing is that even if we make a right or wrong choice or what perceived to be right or wrong, we know we can have confidence by making that decision with God. So how do you include God in your decisions? Or do you just try to do it by yourself? What are those decisions you should include God on and those that you shouldn't? Now, I know that we're not supposed to be commanded in all things, right? Like, we really shouldn't bring that roast beef or turkey sandwich decision to God unless you feel prompted to do so. That's a great thing about your relationship with God, is it's between you and Him. So if you feel like you need to ask about a certain decision, then do so. But I would encourage you to err on the side of asking and including God more than you think you need to, because He is there to help. It's like a parent whose kid has gone off to college. You know, they used to be part of their life in every single aspect. And now they don't get to do that very much anymore because they're on their own and doing their own thing. But it's really nice to call up dad and say, hey, how do I change the tire on this car? I've totally forgotten. And it makes him to feel important and to be part of your life, right? Same thing with God, is that not only should we ask him, like, okay, I'm stuck on the side of the road, help me change this tire, how do I do it? But we want to include him in the little and the big things of our life. He cares about all of it. So how do you include him in decision making? We want to first start off by helping us to understand God's will for ourselves and for our business. In 1 John 5:14 through 15, it says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. So it's kind of that ask and ye shall receive concept, but it takes it one step further and it says, if we ask anything according to his will. Well, how do you know his will? We ask him, right? And sometimes we're afraid to ask, or sometimes we might know the answer in our head and just don't want to. I've had that experience where a while back I was trying to decide if I should leave my job. And it was so interesting because I had everything set and I felt really good about my plan and I knew that things would work out. And I had set the goal of the date I was going to leave. And a few months before that, I had this aching, nagging feeling that I need to ask God if this is right and if this is his will. And I knew the answer. And I didn't realize that I never actually took it to the Lord. I basically was just shoving my will on his, and that never works out, as you guys know. And so I finally asked the question, is this the right time for me to leave my job? And I didn't want to know the answer, because it was no. It was that you are meant to stay here for a time, however long that is, because not because you need to or have to, but because there is a purpose in it. And sometimes we don't understand the purposes of God, but they are always his purposes and they're always the best for us. So think about that decision that you are trying to make right now. Have you asked the Lord about it specifically? And maybe you have and you're waiting for an answer. And when we come back from our break later on, you will actually understand a little bit more of how to receive that guidance. But we have to first try to understand God's will for us and our business, even if it may not be the way that we want it to be. All right, so we're talking about right and wrong decisions, right? And we get kind of caught in this right or wrong or this good or best. And if you're anything like me, I am a perfectionist. Not to a fault, I don't think. At least I've worked my way away from that as much as I can. But don't get caught up. Don't get stuck in this concept of making the best decision. You know, there is this myth of best. Best is very subjective, right? You would have to have like 5 million options set in front of you for you to be able to see the best option. You're never going to be able to see all of the options that are available for you. All you have is what's in front of you right now. So sometimes we get in this mode of research. Okay, like when I was trying to pick out a system for my business, I knew that I needed, you know, a couple of interesting things. And anytime I pick out a system or a platform, I'm a geek and I go to Excel and I make this Excel spreadsheet of all the pros and cons of each of them. But it seems like it never ends. There's so many different systems out there and there's so many different options or solutions to your problem or whatever that may look like for you. Give yourself a time limit. Make sure that if you're going to do research, you're only going to do, you know, X amount of research, whether that's a time, whether that's an amount, whatever that is for you. Otherwise, you could get stuck in research mode forever. And that's exactly what Satan wants because he doesn't want you to succeed. So don't let him win. Don't get stuck in research mode. And take this concept of best out of your mind because the best may never come. And you may always be searching for it and never actually take advantage of an opportunity. How many opportunities are you losing because you haven't made this decision yet? if you feel like that's what you need to do right now. It's like waiting for the best man to come into your life, where you're like completely passing over these really great guys to find the best that doesn't really even exist. So get the myth of best out of your head. Move forward with that faith and that confidence to know that you are going to make a great decision. Because there's not wrong paths, there's only learning paths.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Your favorite Transformation Talk Radio shows are now on Spotify. What? Simply search out your favorite host or show by name, tap the subscribe button, and boom! With over 150 million active monthly users on Spotify, Transformation Talk Radio is thrilled to expand our reach so you never have to miss an episode. Well, what the heck are you waiting for? Log into Spotify and subscribe now.
I hope you enjoyed that nice little break, and that while you were listening to that or watching it, that you were thinking about that decision that you feel God wants you to make in your business right now. I bet there's kind of one in the back of your head or even in the front of your mind saying, okay, we really need to figure this out. So I'm so glad that you are here to be able to help get some guidance for that decision. So earlier we talked about how that is our job as CEOs, is to make decisions every single day. And it gets easier, right, as we're doing it, but only if we have the right tools. And one of those tools, the best tool, is to use God and include Him in those decisions. We also talked about how there really isn't that right or wrong or good or best. We just need to take that decision. But let's talk about, how do we know when we've received an answer from God? What does that divine download look like for us? So think about the last time that you asked God a question, whether that's in business or life, in church, whatever that may look like for you. I want you to think about that time that you asked God a question and then actually received an answer. What did that look like for you? Because it's different for all of us. I may receive ideas and solutions that come very, very quickly to my mind. And not always like right off the bat, but as it maybe even a couple of weeks later, or I get divine downloads every single day until I finally make a decision. So there's a lot of different ways that we can receive that. So the thing about it is that we will know in our heart and our mind if it be right. So if your heart is telling you to do something, but your mind is telling you not to, then there might be something to kind of dig into a little bit more. Maybe take it back to the Lord and ask for a little bit more guidance, right? Or vice versa. If it's logical, but your heart just isn't in it, that might be a red flag that you're maybe not ready to make that decision and you might need more information or you might need more guidance. But when your heart and your mind align, and they're aligning with God's will, like we talked about earlier, then that is when it feels really right, right? You can trust your gut. You can make that decision knowing that you're following the Lord's promptings. But then there's this other concept called a stupor of thought, meaning that it just doesn't feel right. Maybe you aren't having ideas come to mind, or you feel stuck in that one option that you're looking at, or you weigh the pros and cons, and like the cons totally outweigh the pros. Those are things you can definitely watch out for. But as you're looking for that guidance from God, think about that. Do you get a bunch of ideas and solutions? Do things just kind of start lining up for you to go in that direction? It's like, okay, well, obviously I'm supposed to go that way. Do you get dreams? In the scriptures, there's so many accounts of people who have been given guidance through dreams. And that's something that we see even this day and age. How about music? Do you hear something? Do you hear like a song and that kind of helps you on that path? Or you hear something in a song that's like, yes, that's what I should do. Pictures or sounds or stories. There's so many different ways, and we need to be open to how we receive revelation from God in our own unique way, because God gives us the information that we need, not only when we need it, but in the way that we are going to most receive it. But in order to receive that guidance, we need to be in tune, one, with His will, but also with His Spirit. So doing those spiritual producing activities every single day. I talk about income producing activities and spiritual producing activities. What do you do to stay close to God so you can continue to receive that guidance? Or maybe you are really hearing the same thing coming from multiple people. When I make a decision sometimes, and I hadn't even thought about that solution yet, all of a sudden, without even asking or talking to other people about it, it'll just pop up around me everywhere. And Matthew 18 says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. Not just God's word, not just religious or spiritual words, but every word. So if you are seeing that, where it's popping up over and over and over again, where that solution just shows up all the time, that might be God saying, okay, you should go down that path. Because there are no coincidences with God. Everything happens for a reason. And everything happens for your good. There are those learning paths that we can take that is only going to help strengthen us, even though it may not be the path that we may want to take at the time. So you might receive all these different ways of receiving revelation, right? But maybe you haven't received an answer. And I believe that all of our questions get answered in time. That we receive an answer to every single one of our prayers, but it may not be in the way that we're expecting, and it may not be in the way that we're expecting it to look. If we are not receiving an answer to our prayers or an answer to our question or a solution to our problem, there's a couple of things to watch out for. One is, are we missing it? Look around you spiritually and mentally and see, is there a way that God is answering our prayers or giving us that guidance that maybe we're not actually seeing? Because that might be the case. And if we open ourselves up to finding that, then a lot of times we do. Now, the other thing is that God does not command us in all things, and it's not required that He commands us in all things. We are able to use Him and to really lean on Him as the Heavenly Father that He is, just like we can lean on and use our current Father here on earth. But we don't have to go to Him for every little decision. We're not going to hold up our shirt and say, okay, God, this blouse or this blouse, right? But we want to be able to really include Him, especially in those decisions that are pivotal for our business. So what we want to do is really look at, if we're not receiving an answer, maybe it's because He trusts you to make the right decision. He does. I was talking to a friend the other day who's making a big decision in her business right now. And we were talking about this concept of God trusting her to make the right decision. And she had this aha moment. It was beautiful because she said, when my kids were little and they asked me how to spell a word, instead of just giving the answer, I would have them spell it out, or, you know, what does it sound like, or figure it out really on their own. And because of that, they were more dependent, they were more independent and really learned for themselves. God is our Heavenly Father, and He does the same thing with us. He trusts us to make the right decision so that we can learn from it and grow from it and help other people because of that. If He gave us an answer to every single one of the questions that we ask, we would be extremely dependent upon Him in a way that is not good, because then we wouldn't trust ourselves to make the right decision and grow and learn from that. So just know, if you aren't receiving an answer, go ahead and move forward with the one that you feel is right, and God will stop you from making the wrong decision. We talked about learning paths versus wrong decisions. I believe that there are wrong decisions, but God will never let us go down that path because it actually is a wrong path. I almost married a wrong man for me. Now, I know that some people would be like, no, your life would just be different if you had married that guy. No. That would have been a wrong choice for me 100%. And I started going down that path. And God literally stopped me from marrying the wrong man. Think about in your life, when has God stopped you from making the wrong decision? And when have you made decisions where it felt wrong, But I mean, it felt right, let's say, but looking back, you're like, that was a wrong decision. But you took that path. No, that was a learning path. You learned something from that experience. So the only wrong decisions are the ones that God will not let you make. And that is really just trusting and having faith in the Lord that He will stop you from making the wrong decision. All right. So what we want to do is we want to take an educated leap of faith. Not just a leap of faith, but an educated leap of faith. I want you to not just have blind faith to take your next step or to make this decision or to solve this problem that you have right now, but do your due diligence. We are meant to study it out in our heart and our mind to be able to make that decision. And we can't just go with our gut instinct. We have to have our heart and our mind centered. And when we do that, when we do that due diligence and that research, and we weigh out the pros and cons, we play out the case scenarios in both of those cases, and we even do looking at it from every single angle that we can look at, and look at the long term versus the short term. When we do all of that, then our heart and our mind can actually align, because we're looking at it from a logical standpoint and from our spiritual or our heart standpoint. And that's how we align those two things, and especially aligning our will to God's. A lot of times we look at a decision and we think, oh man, there is so many bad consequences that can come from this. And we do this catastrophic spiraling, right? There used to be a commercial on TV a while ago, and it was all about, like, if you don't get cable, this is going to happen, and then this is going to happen, and then this is going to happen, and you're going to end up in a ditch somewhere. And when we kind of play out our catastrophic thinking like that and our spiraling down, we realize that these decisions that we're making, they're not going to be as catastrophic as we think it could be. Now, there are decisions that could be, absolutely, but most of the time, it's not going to be as bad of a result as we make it out to be in our minds. That is one of Satan's tools, is to really expand what we think could happen and play on our fears. So really be aware of that. When you're studying it out, make sure you're looking at it from all different angles and not just focusing on the good. Sometimes we fall in love with an idea or a concept or a solution, and we only see the good about it, but weigh out the cons as well. Weigh out the negativities of it, just so that you can kind of keep that neutral standpoint. And never make a long-term decision on a short-term feeling or circumstance. That is one of the best pieces of advice I have ever been given when it comes to business, is always think about the long-term. Not in that catastrophic way, but really, how does this decision and this solution fit into the grand scheme of things for my business? And you may not always know how it's going to work out, but if you take that educated leap of faith of really researching it, give yourself a timeline so you don't stay in research mode forever, right? But taking that educated leap of faith, that's when you take the leap. At some point, you just have to take the leap. You studied it out and you know the pros and cons, but you have to at some point make that decision. Take that leap. Because a lot of times our faith is not rewarded until after we've made that decision without seeing the solution, without seeing the answer. I think hiring employees is one of those things that you kind of have to take an educated leap of faith on. It's amazing how I've seen it in my own business and also in my clients' business, where that they feel like it is the right time for them to do so. They're on the cusp of, I can't grow my business if I don't hire more people. They've done their research on it. They know kind of the pros and cons. And at some point, you have to just leap. And with hiring employees, it doesn't always work this way, but usually when you follow that heart and mind and God's will for you, then the money will come. It just will. If you're doing what the Lord wants you to do, He will always provide. It's amazing. Oh, there's so many different things we could talk about this. So just real quick, make sure that you're making decisions from a place of faith instead of fear. Really think about where that voice is coming from. Are you being like optimistically cautious and looking at all of those things that could go wrong from a place of, okay, I want to be prepared just in case? Or are you looking at those things because you're terrified of making this decision, right? We can have a whole show about faith versus fear, especially when it comes to making decisions. But here's the thing, and this is what it all boils down to. We will never fail as long as we keep moving on the path that we feel impressed to take. That's how it works, ladies. Just continue to move along that path that you feel impressed to take. It doesn't matter if you really have that solid answer that you're looking for. Take the leap of faith anyway, after you've done your due diligence, because we don't want to be a flat squirrel, right? We don't want to be stuck by not making a decision, because we're either moving forward or moving backward. You can't stay still. So here's the formula for making good decisions. You guys ready for it? All right. One, decide on what decision you need to make. That's the first thing, right? We can get so overwhelmed with everything going on. Just decide on the one decision you need to make right now. Two, ask a specific question to the Lord. Include him, but make it specific. Three, study it out, do your due diligence, make sure you're looking at it from all angles, long-term, short-term, everything. Four, be open to the answer, really look for that answer and watch for God's hand in making that decision. And five, decide and act. If it be right, feel the fear and do it anyway. And you'll know that it'd be right. If it's wrong, go back to the drawing board. Always remember, ladies, that we aren't going to go down a wrong path. God won't let us. He might let us go down learning paths, but not wrong paths. And if you're following the path God wants you to be on, he will always provide what you need when you need it. Because it is his will and his path, not ours. But he will reward us more than we can ever imagine. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you are ready to increase your guidance in your business and what you are doing, I am so excited to tell you about my new Divine Solutions Mastermind group. This is an online Zoom, so you can join from anywhere in the entire world if you want to. And what this does is that it takes this concept of a business mastermind that we're all used to, and it really includes the spirit. It includes biblical success principles. So we're going to dive into those questions you have about your business, how you can find solutions for them in the scriptures and the Word of God, and then really help by connecting with other ladypreneurs, faith-based ladypreneurs, and Christian ladypreneurs, to be able to find an answer to your solution, both secularly of in the world and in business, but also spiritually. So this mastermind is absolutely amazing, and it is an incredible price that I would think anyone would be absolutely able to afford. So if you are interested in learning more about this new mastermind concept, Divine Solutions Mastermind, where we really combine spirituality and business to be able to help guide your business, then go ahead and email elise at divinelydrivenresults.com. Thank you so much, ladies. Once again, if you are interested in the Divine Solutions Mastermind information, email Elise at divinelydrivenresults.com and just put in mastermind in the subject. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you are making amazing decisions in your business and you're including God in the process. And we will see you next time.